Saskatoon. A red deer, Alta. Man accused of stealing new vehicles from a Rosetown dealership was sentenced in Saskatoon Provincial Court Tuesday to time served. Defense counsel Tanis Talbot told the court that 37-year-old Lee Falsetta stole the Jeeps to cover a large drug debt he had to drug dealers. He had a big drug debt to pay back and was approached by people who orchestrated this event, and he did this job. Talbot and Crown Prosecutor Jonathan Foreman entered a joint submission to the court, which Judge S. Carter accepted. "I agree that the joint submission is appropriate," he said. Falsetta has been in custody for 351 days since he was arrested June 21, 2022. This means that at time and a half enhanced credit, 527 days were taken off of his sentence and he was released June 6. Falsetta was facing 34 charges and pleaded guilty to 4 charges, including break and enter to the Rosetown Chrysler Jeep dealership, possession of property obtained by crime, breach of probation, and driving a vehicle while being pursued by a police officer. The Crown withdrew the remaining 30 charges. He was sentenced to 580 days for breaking into the dealership, 365 days concurrent for possession of the stolen Jeeps, 365 days concurrent for failing to comply with a probation order, and 162 days consecutive for driving while being pursued by police. Falsetta thanks the court for second chance. Falsetta, who appeared in court by telephone from the Saskatoon Correctional Center, thanked the court for what he called a second chance. "I really appreciate your efforts and your work to help people gain their life back and get on their feet again. I have had a tough go the past few years. I lost my kids and spiraled in a downward track to drugs. Thank you very much. I really appreciate another chance." In June 2022, Saskatchewan RCMP arrested Falsetta and Samantha Riggins, also of Red Deer, and charged them with theft after police say 6 new vehicles were stolen from a Rosetown Chrysler Jeep dealership. Court heard that police were tipped off by people who saw a group of suspicious vehicles traveling close together on Highway 31 near Dodsland. Police tried to stop them, but they fled at a high rate of speed. Falsetta was driving one of the Jeeps, said Foreman. Police followed the Jeeps at a distance and watched as they went towards Luseland and the Alberta border. That's when they radioed ahead to Luseland RCMP. One of the Jeeps ran out of gas. The second Jeep pulled over, driven by Falsetta, and picked up the driver of the stalled Jeep. Police stopped that Jeep with the use of spike belts. When the Jeep pulled over, the two occupants ran into a farmer's field but were apprehended. In their investigation, police had determined that the 6 new vehicles were stolen between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. on June 21, 2022. A van was stolen in Three Hills, Alta, earlier on June 21, 2022, and was located abandoned at the Rosetown dealership. The vehicles traveled northwest at a high rate of speed, and a Ford 350, which was reported stolen in Rosetown 2 days prior, was traveling with them. Police recovered 2 vehicles abandoned in the Rosetown RCMP detachment area. Another vehicle was found abandoned near Luseland. Police in Luseland helped locate a 4th vehicle. 1 vehicle was recovered in Red Deer by Red Deer RCMP. Police believe the remaining vehicle may be in Alberta. When Falsetta was arrested, a significant amount of methamphetamine fell out of his waistband. "He was on probation at the time from Red Deer," said Foreman. "It was a breach to be in possession." Court heard that Falsetta wants to return to Red Deer to be with his children, but Judge Carter said he can't leave Saskatchewan without the approval of his probation officer. He will be on probation for 12 months, and his Alberta driver's license was suspended for 1 year. In addition, he was ordered to provide his DNA to the National DNA Databank. The charges against Riggins were waived to Red Deer Court to be dealt with there, along with numerous other charges she faces in Alberta. LJOY at glaciermedia.ca. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. #CrimeCopsCourt_escatoday.